I was raised Presbyterian, the Frozen Chosen, and as my mom refers to them as, we're stoic and but we're still going to heaven. Anyway, I laugh about it. I've been on a lot of different spiritual trips. I do believe in God. I believe that God is a benevolent figure. There's no doubt in my mind that there's something bigger than all of us. There's something bigger than our planet that belongs in our solar system, that belongs in the universe. There's something bigger than that, even. But I lived and was engaged to an atheist, and it was a real trip because a lot of his perception of things came from the place of everyone's a hypocrite. And so that's kind of what the song is about. It's asking the question, if there is no God, then how do you explain anything? But that's why I'm the way, I mean, that's why I'm a believer. For somebody else, it's the exact opposite question.
Yeah, Letter to God. That I remember Cheryl having this whole idea, and it was, I mean, all I really did was sort of, I was really just a passenger on that song and helped shape it and everything, but it really was come from a place that she was really feeling. And I totally related to it in so many ways because throughout my life I've gone through searching for if there is a God or, who it is or how I relate to organized religion. And I grew up as a Catholic. I went to a Catholic school. I was an altar boy and all this stuff. And then at some point, I don't know what happened, I kind of fell out of my full belief in how Christianity, puts everything into one little organized book. And I kind of didn't really feel that way. So when she had this whole concept, it's like I felt like it was mirroring everything that I was feeling. So I just played the good collaborator and bouncing phrases and stuff. But that's one of those songs that I can listen to today, and I just love the atmosphere of it. And I can remember recording that song in some little punk rock studio in Austin, Texas, that the gear was all patched together with duct tape, and it was cool.